1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
It's time for your phone tap, and today I call a woman that just accepted a position at a brand new company. All we know is that one of her manager's names is Robert.
Okay.
So we call her pretending to be Robert. Little does she know, the other employees have nicknamed him Robert the Horrible.
Oh, wow.
It's a very revealing nickname.
Apparently they did it for a reason. She's about to find out why.
All right.
In your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Gina.
This is Gina.
Hey, Gina. My name's Robert, and I'm going to be one of your managers.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good.
I see that your first day is coming up, so I just wanted to give you a quick call and welcome you to the company.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on the team. So, quick little bit about me. I like to keep things lax around the office.
Okay. You know,
that's my style. Instead of being, oh, I'm the boss, do what I say. You know?
Right, totally.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, yeah.
Anyway, I'm just curious. None of the employees actually called you and said I was a mean guy.
No, should they have?
Of course not. But, you know, if they did, it's okay, you can tell me.
Right. No, I definitely nobody's called me.
Let's say that somebody did tell you I was a mean boss. If they did say that to you, I would probably fire that person.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't fire them, but I wouldn't be happy about it either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
If they do call, go ahead and shoot me a quick email. I'd appreciate it.
I'll make sure to do that.
All righty. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Hello?
Hi. Is this Gina?
Yeah, this is Gina. Who's this?
My name's Antoine. I work at the company that you're about to work at.
Oh, hi, Antoine. How are you?
Not good. The reason I'm calling is to warn you, okay?
What do you mean?
Listen. I can't get into it right now, but it's the boss, Robert. He's a huge jerk.
You know what? He actually just called me. Like, I'm kind of getting a little bit concerned.
You should be. It's awful.
Like, what do you mean? Can you explain?
For starters, he always makes us work late on Fridays just so he can leave early. And then he makes all of us compliment him.
Really?
Every day you have to tell...
Hey, Antoine, buddy.
Oh.
Hey, who are you talking to there?
Oh my gosh, is he there?
Oh, no, nobody, man. Oh, hey, your hair looks so good today, Robert. I really like that.
Oh, you're right. It does look good today.
Yeah,
thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I definitely noticed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, who are you talking to there?
No one. It's just my uncle, Uncle Leroy. He's just calling me to wish me a birthday, or early birthday, because it's not my birthday yet, but it's coming up, so.
Got an early happy birthday.
Yeah, really early.
Really?
That's exactly, he was about to sing me happy birthday, actually.
He
does it every year. It's...
That's really something for a man his age.
Yeah.
I would love to hear. Why don't you put him on speaker, so we can all sing you happy birthday.
Boss, I don't think that's necessary. It's just a quick birthday call. I can hang up.
Oh, come on, Antoine. Be a good sport.
Antoine, what's going on?
Yeah, Uncle Leroy, my boss, Robert, who I love and looks great today, wants...
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. He wants to hear you sing happy birthday to your favorite nephew?
Uncle Leroy, I would love to hear that happy birthday song.
Yes, please. Could you please?
Here, let's put it on speaker. Here we go.
Go ahead. Don't touch the... Hey, we're on speaker now.
Yeah.
Uncle Leroy, now we're on speaker.
Go ahead, Uncle Leroy. Let's hear the happy birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Antoine.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Happy birthday
Happy birthday to me. Thanks, Uncle Leroy. I love you.
Wow.
See? Uncle... She's kind of sick right now.
Wow. That was incredible.
You can hang up now, Uncle Leroy. I love you.
No, don't hang up. I would love to chat with you more, Uncle Leroy. It's kind of funny. You do sound like a brand new employee that we have starting here next week. Her name's Gina.
What? No.
Oh, that's a pretty name. I like her a lot.
I bet you do there, Leroy. Antoine, get out. You're fired.
What? No, sir.
No, you're fired.
Pack your things and leave. No, please don't fire him. No.
Gina,
sir.
Gina, you lied to me. I knew this was you.
It wasn't her. It was me.
You're fired, Antoine.
I called her.
Get out.
No, seriously, please.
Security, come escort
Antoine. No, I don't want to go.
Gina, very disappointed.
I don't really know what's going on here. Honestly, all of this is making me kind of rethink my whole decision to work there.
I was about to fire you, Gina, but unfortunately I can't fire you because I'm not really your boss.
Wait, what do you mean?
My name's actually Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone prank on you.
Oh my God.
It's a joke. Your roommate Lucy set you up.
You guys are horrible. I can't even believe it. You made me sing happy birthday as an old man.
Hey, Uncle Leroy, are you having a heart attack? I know you're 76.
I cannot believe I did that. You know, I lied for you, Antoine.
I love you, Gina.
You're both fired and my hair is going to stay.
Oh, well, it does look great today, Jeff.
Damn right it does.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.